Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomy. And today we're going to think about the origins of our solar system and what it's made of. Astronomers know that our solar system formed about 5 billion years ago from material left over from previous generations of stars. But beyond that, it gets a little murky. The prevailing theory is that a nearby supernova explosion compressed a dense cloud of gas and dust until it collapsed in on itself due to its own gravity. As the cloud condensed, it grew hotter and spun faster, and eventually the centre of the cloud grew so hot it began fusing hydrogen into helium and became the star we lovingly call the Sun. But according to a study published on December the 22nd in the Astrophysical Journal, the solar system instead may have formed inside the dense shell of an enormous bubble within a giant star. This unfortunately puts pay to any hypothesis that the Earth sits on the back of a giant turtle or any such myths, but does show that there is much more we do not know. The study not only provides a fantastical scenario for our solar system's formation, but also addresses a long-standing mystery concerning our solar system's chemical makeup. The new theory for how the solar system formed, inside the dense shell of an enormous bubble within a giant star, starts with an extremely massive star known as a Wolf-Rayet star. Of all the stars in the universe, these stars burn the hottest. Because they are so hot, they also have exceptionally strong stellar winds. As a Wolf-Rayet star sheds its outer layers during a normal end-of-life process for a giant star, its strong stellar winds plough through its loosely held cloak of material, forming densely shelled bubbles. According to the study, the solar system could have formed inside one of these bubbles. The researchers estimate that this stellar womb process is so effective that it could account for the formation of 1 to 16% of all sun-like stars. Although the unconventional theory may seem a bit superfluous, the researchers proposed it because it also addresses a long-standing mystery of our early solar system concerning its chemical components. Apparently, we in our solar system have a lot of aluminium-26 and very little iron-60 when compared to other solar systems in the rest of our galaxy. The idea in this latest study is that the aluminium-26 was flung from the Wolf-Rayet star in these powerful stellar winds and carried outwards on grains of dust. These grains have enough momentum to punch through one side of the shell, where they are mostly destroyed, trapping the aluminium inside this kind of bubble. And over time, the bubble stops pushing outward and falls back on itself due to gravity, and this collapsing bubble is where the researchers think our solar system could have formed. Well, it all sounds quite far-fetched to me, but what do we know? And though the researchers' new theory is far from accepted, its ability to explain the chemical composition of our solar system is sure to lead to future studies. Now, there already is one such study which could corroborate the stellar womb bubble concept. In 2023, the NASA spacecraft OSIRIS-REx will return a sample of the ancient asteroid Bennu to Earth, and this could help us unravel this mystery of our solar system's origin. OSIRIS-REx is a mission launched in 2016 and is on its way to a near-Earth asteroid called Bennu and will bring back a small sample to Earth for study in 2023. Its chemical composition and amounts of aluminium-26 and iron-60 could tell us at least whether the bubble theory holds water. Ah, yes, water. How topical. There's a lot of it about in the solar system. The chemical elements in water, hydrogen and oxygen, are some of the most abundant elements in the universe. Astronomers see the signature of water in giant molecular clouds between the stars, in disks of material that represent newborn planetary systems, and in the atmospheres of giant planets orbiting other stars, as well as in comets and asteroids. Water, water everywhere. Let's have some more down here. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us rain-filled, cloudy skies. FMR.